Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
Now Allen moves in motion, right to left. Michelle, the single back, takes the toss and a sweep left side. Brown out in front, and Michelle into the end zone, almost untouched. En route to his first score. Touchdown, Patriots.
Get up, Trent Brown. Attaboy. Boy, 6'8", 350 pounds, pulled around left end like a freight train. What a day for the rookie. What a day for the rookie.
Patriots get a win. Much needed win over the Dolphins yesterday at home. 300 wins now for Robert Kraft, his owner. 300. And after the game, here's what happened in the locker room, including Robert Kraft getting the game ball.
Come on, baby.
Good day.
There we go. Oh, I'm happy. Yeah.
Well done.
Good going, baby. Yeah,
thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Way to go, baby.
Good game, huh?
Great.
Okay, fellas, that's just what we needed today, okay? All three units contributed, complimentary football, got contributions from everybody. We won the whole week, wasn't just today. We won the whole week. It's a really good job of preparation. And today was a special day for us, for Robert. It's 300th win, quickest to 300 for any owner.
Thank you. Hey, our family is just a vehicle and a custodian of this great asset. It's the players and coaches that did it. So thank you. This is a great thrill for me and my family, and you're the reason it happened. And I hope we're all together for 400.
Yeah. But I know I don't have to ask. But I'm going to ask anyway. How do we feel about a victory?
Oh, yeah!
Thanks for this.
Yeah, that's Matthew Slater bringing it down the end, which just makes me laugh.
Hello.
I don't have to ask.
I don't have to tell you.
But I'm going to ask anyway.
He's such a good dude. Great answer by Robert. I mean, there's a lot of owners in this league. I think Jerry's one of them. Take that ball and hold it up. I did it.
Oh, but I did
it. We did
it.
We did it. You know. Snyder. I mean, how many owners have the understanding? Like he said it perfect. Like we're just a vehicle. You know, you guys are driving us. It's you, coaches, players. It's right. Good answer. Good moment.
Fastest to 300.
That's a lot of wins.
A lot of wins.
Wow.
A lot of football. Yep, you're right. That's totally true. Jerry would have taken that. I did it.
Look at the ball.
Thank you.
Yep. Right. I built it. Told you. You build it, they come.
Yeah. If you build it, they will come. We're at Jerry World for a reason. Yeah. Me.
He didn't even like it when you remember when Switzer won the Super Bowl and he was grabbing Jerry around the shoulders. He said, "We did it our way, didn't we? We did it our way, didn't we?" And Jerry's looking at him like, I don't know who the hell you are. I did it my way. You were just one of many coaches I'm going to have in here. Yeah. Yeah, get your hand off
my man, 400, 300 special. I'm going to party now. We're going to have a post-game party at my house. Yeah. No, pretty different here.
Yeah. Yeah. 617-779-0985. By the way, we're chronicling 25 years of Kraft family ownership of the Patriots every week during pregame.
This Kraft works phenomenal. You and Jim have put in a lot of time on this. Great production by him.
Yesterday, had a lot of MJ. Victory tour stuff. But the Sullivan's going.
It's crazy, huh?
Bankrupt.
40 plus million.
You can check it out in our 98.5 The Sports Hub app or 98.5thesportshub.com. There's one every single week. So we're covering it. And
it's all working. A lot of interviews.
This week, yeah. So for those, I don't think we've actually talked about this on this show yet.
We haven't.
It's probably a good time to do it. We sat down.
You did. I didn't.
Yeah, it was just me.
This. Yeah.
I interviewed Robert and Jonathan together in July, August?
It's probably August.
It was in the summer.
It's like July 30th or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right at the start of August, we sat down and did an interview together that lasted probably like an hour and 20 minutes. So it was a lot. We talked about a lot of different things. And so we're using pieces of that interview every single week in each produced piece during pregame. And we covered a lot. And I don't even think we covered everything that we wanted to cover in it.
It's hard to.
But they gave me a lot. They talked a lot about all the different things that have happened over the last 25 years. And where we are 1 month into the season now and four installments of it in is they haven't even bought the team yet. Yesterday was about parking lots and securing the lots and, you know, going to the owners of the raceway and getting the option and the lease on that and then buying the stadium.
Yeah.
So we're four episodes in. They haven't bought the team yet. So that's what's coming up this Thursday night, the actual purchase of the team. And then
that's great.
There's all kinds of stuff. Obviously, all the things that have happened over the years under their ownership.
I lived a lot of that. Yeah.
The coaches that they've had, the quarterbacks that they've had, the near move to Hartford is going to be covered in depth. We have a lot on that.
There's a guy.
And not only do we interview them, but I can tell you I've been doing interviews in recent weeks with other people that were sort of related to that. You know, we went back and I met with Tom Birmingham, former leader of the Massachusetts State Senate, and I did a half hour with him on, you know, what was going on politically in the state at the time. And you're going to hear from him coming up. Paul Kirk, former leader of the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, was sort of involved.
Or Tom Finneran. You probably couldn't interview him.
I don't know. I don't know. We've got a lot of things going on. But he sort of – and he – you know, to 25 minutes or half hour talking about he was sort of a liaison, just sort of like keeping in check with a lot of different people, including the league, because the league was big on keeping the team in New England and not wanting them to move to Hartford. And now there was a guy named Roger Goodell, who was pretty instrumental in keeping the Patriots in New England. And he was sort of the point man for the NFL league office trying to move people politically to make sure that they were going to keep the team here. So we're just getting started on that front.
Yeah.
Just getting started. A lot of stuff to get to.
How they got the parking lots in the stadium because of the deals that the other ownership was making is just insane. It's insanity. If that happened right now, we would be like, what is going on? Like, sports radio wasn't that big back then.
Oh.
But if it was, it would have been like it was a clown show.
Different world that existed then.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know what I mean? Like the NFL and NFL franchises are such a big deal now that it just wouldn't exist like that.
My first owner, and I told you this story, my first owner.
And the way they ended up getting the team could never happen now.
Right.
It could never happen the way that it did.
You look at this guy who just got his 300th win, and you hear how nonchalant he is talking about, yeah, we're just a vehicle and this massive thing, this brand and this complex that they have. We were owned by Victor Kiam at the time, and at Christmas, he had one of those folding tables that you get at BJ's, and they put it in the front of the room, and he laid out about 60 ties.
Unbelievable.
And he stood up there, and he was outside the room, and they made an announcement, Victor Van Kiam, I'd like to give you guys something for the holidays. And Kiam walks in with his hands folded in front of him and stands by the tables. I would like veterans to raise your hands, please. The oldest guys in the room, you know, 10 years or long, guys would raise their hand. Please come up and select a tie. And the rookies were last to pick ties. I'm sitting in the back of the room going, is this guy, Victor Kiam, who owns the shaving.
Remington Razors. You own the Remington company.
Giving us $3 ties for our gift for Christmas. Like, thanks a lot. It's worse than the Jelly of the Month Club that Clark Griswold got from Mr. Shirley, his boss. And I'm like, wow, this is the NFL.
Yeah.
Huh?
And so as we covered in this episode
like,
yesterday,
hokey-doke.
The Patriots had the revenues. Right? Or excuse me, the Crafts had the revenue from the parking lots, the revenue from the advertising inside the stadium. They had the revenue for the radio rights because Robert owned the radio station.
Concessions.
They had the revenue from the concessions. The only thing they didn't have was ticket revenue and the team on the field. Everything else, they owned the luxury boxes. They owned the signage. They owned the concessions. And then the end, and this is something that got left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, there's a lot of voices talking over the top of each other.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
But you can hear it in the background.
This is what I can tell you. If you heard it yesterday, you'll enjoy this. Or if you haven't heard it yet, you'll enjoy this. There was a line in there that doesn't sound good, so we didn't use it. But Jonathan drops in a line where he goes, yeah, and we were even making his boxes for his razors, which was just killer.
That's a double zinger.
And Robert goes, yeah, we were just popping up everywhere. Like, this guy couldn't get rid of us. So check it out. Kraftwerk is the name of it on our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, in the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And you can also hear it every week during Patriots pregame. Let's get back to your call. 617-779-0985. We'll go right back to them coming up next.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. On 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Three receivers in a bunch right, one receiver left. Quarterback takes the snap, dropping back, pressured by Simon, gets to the quarterback, wraps him up, welcome to New England.
He's going
to
get hurt.
Dietrich Wise Jr. as well, and on the sack, but John Simon led the charge to Ryan Tannehill, back at the 15-yard line.
He's going to hurt his knee hanging onto the ball this long. I mean, two hands on it, he doesn't want to throw it. It just seems like the anticipation for him, for whatever reason, and we've seen him play well and throw the ball well. You're hanging, you get somebody on your hand, throw the ball away.
Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium on this Monday. Short week for the Patriots. A couple emails to get to. One from Michael Cormier, who says, newsflash, Connecticut is in New England. Last segment I was saying the league wanted to keep the team in New England and not move them to Connecticut. Personally, I don't consider Connecticut one of the New England states, but I understand, yes, it's in New England. What I should have been saying is they wanted to keep them out of Connecticut and in the Massachusetts Boston TV market.
You say Connecticut, I think. As soon as you say Connecticut, I think casino.
I think no man's land.
It's what you drive through.
It's not New England. It's not quite New York. It's definitely giant country, and they didn't want the team in that small of a market. They wanted them in Boston.
That's where you get gas on the way to New York, Connecticut.
Or you go to the casino. You go to Foxwoods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hardy's done some golf shows from Connecticut. He says they have rock walls and hills and trees.
Following that clip that we just played, here's an email from Tim who says, hey, guys, for once it looks like the Patriots brought in a defensive end who can contain the edge and not end up 8 yards in the backfield while the running back is 4 yards upfield past the line of scrimmage. Reminded me a little bit of Ninkovich. And hot damn, does Gordon look good out there. Tim and Blackstone. John Simon, your thoughts?
Pretty good since only being here since Tuesday. Belichick said he had 2 days to get ready for this game. Put him out there and listen to what the coaches asked him to do.
He was active while Derek Rivers was not.
What's that say?
What is up with Derek Rivers?
I don't know.
Why is he getting so little opportunity?
Nobody
Based
works,
on what we saw I mean, early in the preseason,
you couldn't get enough adulation regarding and given towards Derek Rivers from Bill Belichick all preseason about work ethic. He
gave him the no one works
together.
Harder, right? He gives
Nobody
that to
works harder.
Yeah. Which he says about like 10.
Well, he got in there to games, and I'm reacting to him in the games and seeing what we saw at camp. And so, I'm like, 95 may be your best down lineman.
Jeff Howe of The Athletic said yesterday that he thinks something is still up with his knee. They're trying to ease him back in. They're trying to not.
Maybe at a setback.
Yeah. They're trying to not use him fully yet. You know? Maybe they feel like he's got 8 games in him this year, not 16.
Pitch count, yeah.
Yeah. So he said that might be factoring in as well.
Keontae Davis also inactive. That was interesting.
Yeah. What's up with that? Trying out different things.
I don't know. Something worked yesterday.
So didn't he look like a new version of Cassius Marsh, by the way, with the sleeve tattoos? I'm like, oh, it's Cassius Marsh. No,
she can slap a 63 on him. It's different.
Bob Sosie said the same thing yesterday.
Cassius Marsh.
The Fonz.
Marsh. The Fonz.
Very excited here.
Fonz excited.
For the win today. The Fonz. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Nick, who's in Rhode Island. Hi, Nick.
Go ahead. Hey, Nick.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was just wondering why the Patriots didn't look at Calvin Ridley with the Isaiah Wynn pick. He's blown up the league, and it's not like he's outdoing his projections. He was clearly going to be a great player. And we've
Alabama threw the ball so much?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's the most NFL-ready wide receiver in the draft, and we needed wide receivers since the draft. Why didn't we go for him?
Well, he's a big, strong guy that played at Alabama. They didn't throw the ball a ton. They ran the ball and got ahead of people, and he's usually running wide open. You know, when they watch him on film, what is he doing? Is he in coverage? Is he making plays in coverage, or is he just running scot-free like those Florida receivers did with Tim Tebow? We just throw it up to him, and Chad Jackson and those guys go get it. I think they've been smoked so badly by, you know, like a Chad Jackson type receiver that, you know, at that time, Who'd they have in the building? They're saddling up with Kenny Britt and Jordan Matthews. You thought you were going to get something out of Malcolm Mitchell at the time, that he was going to have a bounce back year, that the knee was going to recover. You had Dorsett. You had Edelman not suspended yet. So in their mind, they probably thought, okay, we got a decent group along with Gronkowski and the backs that we have, that we're going to draft a lineman and a running back. Really was a good player at Alabama. I'm not trying to say he wasn't. I just didn't hear a lot of teams saying, you know what, people are going to trade up in a draft to go get, you know, Ridley. He's having a good year. Let's not forget who he's playing opposite.
They thought acquiring youth on their offensive line was important.
And it is important. I mean, think about,
because they lost their left tackle and they want to find their next left. You think Trent Brown is a solution at left tackle for the next 5 years?
No. And I think if you throw Mohamed Sanu and Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman on one side of the field and put Calvin Ridley on the other side, guess who's going to get the ball? Ridley. Double guess who you're doubling, the other side. You're going to get the fourth best defender at times. Yeah, that's good for Atlanta getting in the ball.
Bob is in Maine. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good, Bob.
Bob.
Hey, it was pathetic watching the Steelers last night. They always give the Patriots a good game every year.
Sure do.
I was thinking, where should we send Le'Veon Bell? You know, because they want a player and a second-round draft pick, and I thought that the Seahawks might be a great place for them. Or what do you think, Buffalo? Or who the hell needs a good running back like that?
What else you got?
I think Buffalo would be a perfect spot for him. Just go out there, make money, and just play into oblivion. You know, you'll never be heard from again.
They're not going to get
should we send Bell?
Who, Le'Veon Bell?
What'd you say, Jim?
Levin Reed?
LeSean McCoy. And Le'Veon Bell would be like $25 million of cash.
Yeah, I think that's great. Two aging running backs.
What if put him in Cincinnati?
I think that's perfect.
Put him in Cincinnati. Or put him in Arizona. I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt Bob. I didn't know he was still on the line. Bob.
No, he wasn't. That was Tom replaying a piece of Bob.
Oh, okay.
Where should we send LeVon Bell?
I hung up on Bob. Bob was gone.
I couldn't tell.
It all Bob was Bob. Gone. He's gone.
Yeah, we're in a fishbowl.
That's our guy, Bob. Up in Maine.
That's my son, Bob.
That's my son, Bob. Mark is in Medford. Mark, what did you think of yesterday?
Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, you know, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm watching the game. And before I got to
the station. How many times have you called the station today?
I called earlier this morning.
But on a day. I'm hanging up. Wow. I love you, Mark.
Wow.
We talk to you all the time. But Hardy doesn't feel well, and I want to make Hardy happy, and that will make Hardy happy. That make you happy,
quick
Hardy?
Trigger finger makes
I'm driving happy. In today, right here. Hey, it's got a Mark. Hardy, hey, it's Mark from Medford. Hardy's hey, what's up there, guys?
Hardy is always telling me that I need to hang up faster.
Yeah.
He's calling back now. I see him. He's calling back.
What a throw!
That's my son, Bob!
You know what, though? I want to go back to Bob's call from Maine.
Uh-huh.
Because he does bring up something of value, and that is, he said, the Pittsburgh Steelers always seem to give the Patriots a good game. I think it's time we talk about the AFC. We're four weeks in now.
Oh, we're at the quarter
pole. We're not at the quarter pole, damn it. We're a quarter of the way into the season.
Want to reset, reevaluate a little bit?
Time to take a peek at the AFC, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, let's do that.
Where do the Patriots fit into the power structure of the AFC at this time? Let's get to that and your calls after headlines.
You can hear the podcasts of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fullback is offset to the right of Michelle. Devlin up in front in a three-point stance. He gives to Michelle, runs it up the middle, and Sony Michelle plows forward as he rushes it to the 26 and goes beyond the century mark today. The first rookie running back for the Patriots to rush for 100 or more yards since Brandon Bolden. Did it back in 2012. Bolden, of course, now a member of the Dolphins.
It's time now to see who we should reward for their performance in yesterday's game, brought to you by Coors Light. Be sure to download the Coors Light Rewards app and start earning rewards all football season long, including a video chat with Zoe. So, Zoe, based on yesterday, who should we reward?
Just based on how he responded, I'm sticking with Sony Michel. I'm doubling down on the Bob Sosi Mass Memorial Award as Bob threw took a shot at Tony at the end of the game.
It's the Massachusetts General. It's Mass General Hospital's always amazing, right? And yesterday he changed it to the maybe we should call it the always amazing.
Shecky Bob, that's right. Yeah. I just think that Michelle.
You may hear that during Sounds of Sunday.
Oh, maybe we will, coming up in about 15 minutes.
Well, it's a good tease right there. I just think that, you know, based on he didn't have a preseason, kind of thrown to the fire down in Jacksonville, and the percentage of, and here's the thing that was screwy for him, and I think that caused a problem for him, was every time he's inserted to the game, he was in a run formation. So 13 snaps down in Jacksonville, touched the ball 12 times, whether through the air or on the ground. Mm-hmm. Sort of the same trend continued in Detroit to where you're touching or looking at the ball 90 to 95% of the time you're in the game. A little more diverse yesterday. Spread formation and stuff helped him out. And I think the running game was timed better. But I think Sony Michel ran hard yesterday. And as I said, he looks for contact. A lot of backs see contact. They run away from it. He doesn't shy away from contact. And I think he gets stronger during the game. From at least watching him here and a little bit when he was in Georgia, you know, he's a kid that runs through contact and gets better the more you give him the ball. So I'm going to go with Sony Michel.
All right. Good job. Yeah. Good call. Here are your conference standings in the American Football Conference.
Okay.
Kansas City, 3-0.
They play tonight at Denver.
Then there are these teams at 3-1. Bengals, Dolphins, Titans, Ravens, and Jaguars. Team you just mentioned, the Broncos, they're 2-1. They play tonight. Then there is a tie between the Patriots and Chargers, both at 2-2. So right now, the Patriots are no better than eighth in the conference.
Right. I understand that.
That is standings-wise
okay.
only.
Okay, so I think right now, you know, the Chiefs, obviously, the way they came out of the gate, I think they deserve to be there at the top until...
Class of the AFC.
Until we see them play tonight. Now, they could take a massive step backwards tonight. If Mahomes goes out and plays well on the road in Denver...
They're 2-0 on the road. They've only had one home game.
Right, but at Denver, tough place to play. It's a divisional opponent, a little more difficult, especially on a Monday night. And then they got to hurry up and turn around and get ready for a tough Jacksonville team. That's got to travel and play in Kansas City. And then we know they got to get on the road and come here in New England for the following Sunday night. That's a tough three-week stretch for the Chiefs. So until they get knocked off or prove they don't deserve it, I think the Chiefs sort of are sitting there at number one. After that, Jacksonville beat you, so you got to put them ahead of you. Now, you got your ass kicked by Jacksonville. And the way Jacksonville's built defensively. See, I don't look at the Chiefs defensively and say, well, I can't score on them. Jacksonville smacked you in the mouth. I don't think the Chiefs can smack you in the mouth. They can outscore you. We'll see. We'll play Kansas City in a couple weeks. Baltimore's a team to keep an eye on here.
Okay, let's play the game. Could you see them at the end of the road, the end of the AFC road?
Who?
I'm going to go through the teams.
Oh, okay.
You know, yes or no, could this team, could you envision this team playing in the AFC title game?
This is easy.
Chiefs.
Yes.
Bengals.
No.
Dolphins.
No.
Titans.
No.
Ravens.
Come back to that one.
Well, no. I'd say yes.
Yes.
You could see it.
Yes.
I think their chances are not as strong as a team.
Things break right for them. Can they beat Cleveland twice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can they split with Cincinnati? Sure. They already beat Pittsburgh once. And you beat them in Pittsburgh.
Jacksonville.
Yes.
Yep. They did it last year.
Yep.
The Broncos.
No.
Chargers.
No.
Browns.
No.
Steelers.
Right now, no.
Not based on what we've seen to this point.
Their defense looks shot. Absolutely shot.
Raiders.
No.
Texans.
No.
Colts.
No.
Bills and Jets.
No. It's amazing. How do you feel about your football team locally right now?
You've got four teams that are in the mix. The Chiefs, the Ravens, the Patriots, and the Jaguars. And that's counting out the Steelers because I don't think that's going to I don't think that's trending in the
Steelers
right way.
Steelers got to prove they can play their way back into this thing. Right now, you're on the outside looking in.
I don't like their shot. I don't like their chances with all the crap that's going on there.
They didn't open the season well. I don't care if you didn't have your running back. You weren't ready to go in Cleveland. They made you kiss your sister out there. You tied them. And they looked like crap last night. If Baltimore doesn't fumble going in, that's 21-3 game at the half. That thing's a blowout. Blowout city in Pittsburgh.
You're not buying the Titans beating the Jags and Eagles back-to-back weeks?
No.
They just beat the Jags and Eagles.
Good for them.
Not buying it
That's
yet.
That's nice.
Not buying in yet.
Is that the
good
boy,
start.
Is that the team for the boy team? Do it for the boy?
For the boys.
For the boys?
For the boys.
Do it for the boys.
Yeah, the quarterback's gotten hurt. They started Blaine Gabbert twice, and they're still 3-1 with wins over the Jags and the Eagles.
All right, let me put it to you this way. If they were, if the Patriots, and we're going to find out in a few weeks, that Titans game looks like a more difficult game now.
Yeah, you might be able to pull this clip and laugh at me in a month.
Yeah, maybe you will. But
maybe I'll laugh at you.
I'm not there yet.
Ha ha ha.
Not there yet on the Titans.
Yeah. No. Too new.
Think Marcus Mariota can win playoff games?
No. I think he's more of the Tannehill type, but better.
Tannehill plus is what he is.
He's Tannehill. Yeah, he's plus Tannehill.
Tannehill plus, as we could call him.
He's an enhanced version of Tannehill.
7-7.
I heard an amazing stat on him this morning. In his career, in the red zone, 41 touchdowns, no interceptions.
That's pretty good. Nice job, stat boy. Did you put that in your little notebook you got for your birthday boy? Write that down.
Yeah, that is.
I will.
What's your pocket rocket? Yeah. What's the name of that thing?
What's it called? Pocket? Rocket book? Can I see it?
What do you got?
So pocket? I can show the people?
Pocket rocket.
This is called a rocket book that Jim got for his birthday. Happy birthday, Jim, over the weekend.
Thank you.
So you can write your notes.
We now 32.
You can write your notes on here. Feel it. It's sort of a strange.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a very slick consistency. You write on it with a special pen.
What's your pen?
And then you can take your phone and you take a picture of the page and automatically uploads it into the app thing.
Nice. How do you?
It was on Shark Tank. He was watching Cuban and, Mr. Nice Guy or whatever all their names are.
Nice.
Oh, he's going to draw something inappropriate, aren't you?
No.
Oh, what are you going to draw? Picture Jim?
Picture Jim for his birthday.
For his birthday. A happy picture. And then we'll upload it. And then everyone can see it.
And you can upload this, and you can zoom in on that. That's not going to show.
I bet it's not going to show. It's probably.
Can you zoom in on it?
Dave, can you show that?
Come on, Dave.
What are we on TV for if we can't show that?
What the hell do you want us to do this TV simulcast
thing That's quick.
For?
You did that very quickly.
That's fast. I could do other things with Jim. I've drawn pictures with Jim and Feldman in the control room together. Right, Jim?
I think you should do one of those.
Something got unplugged down underneath, and Feldman had to crawl down and unplug it in.
How come Jim has no neck in that photo?
I mean, it's kind of the old drawings of Jim. I got to start doing the new ones.
You got to update Jim. Yeah. Sounds of Sunday is on the way. We're going to hear something from Cincinnati. Apparently, the Lapham
family. That's terrible.
Apparently, the Lapham family is mad at me.
Oh, really?
For all the crap I say about Lapham, Dave Lapham down in Cincinnati.
Did it get back to Cincinnati Zoe? What happened?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But apparently, the family has checked in.
Oh.
Did so today.
Oh, good old Rich Lapham. That's got to be his nephew.
Yeah.
Richie Lapham.
They're not happy with me about it.
He played at BC, and he used to work with...
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to double down.
Hey, you got to do what you do. We call it like it is.
Yeah. You know, double down on that crap.
And if we're wrong, then show us and back it up. That's all?
All of it. Yeah. That's on the way. Sounds of Sunday next.
Sweet.
So and Beetle at Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beef?
Sunday, la 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 la, Sounds of Sunday.
Sunday here on Zolak and Bertrand.
I love that.
It was a good one from last year.
Sick boy.
It's a good one.
Way-oh.
Sounds of... That was probably an easy one to record.
That was. I remember that being a good week because it was...
There's a melanin.
Yeah.
Melanin one.
It works, though.
It does.
But now we get in the pocket.
Break it down.
He's already getting the pocket.
Hip pocket.
Give me the Bengals. I want the damn Bengals. I want them now.
Yeah, what happened?
We'll get to the Bengals.
Ooh.
We're going to start with Fitzmagic, which ran out yesterday in Chicago. Bears.
I think it ran out last week.
Got the victory because the Bucs got...
Hold on. I meant to check today. Did Tampa Bay Times go with my headline? It's an easy one. It writes itself.
Double check it right now, Beatles.
Boy, they made it an easy decision.
Vanishing
huh?
act. Yeah. Disappearing act.
Oof. Right.
a magician doing his disappearing act. That's what it is. I'll check it right now.
Anyway, the Bucks got blew out 48-10. Bucks head coach didn't think Ryan Fitzpatrick was the only one to blame on this one, though. Plenty of blame to go around.
Do you at all consider making a change in defensive coordinator? What you've seen before?
Based on that game today, we couldn't make enough changes. We should fire every person that was on that field today, starting with me. That was horrific.
That's a good one.
I like what he's doing here. I like what he's doing. He's basically doing like the reverse mind trick here.
I see.
You should fire me.
Yep.
You should fire me right now.
Knock.
You know what?
Who's there? Fire. Fire who? Fire everybody, starting with me. Get rid of them.
Hold me accountable.
And then the owner says, you know, no, I'm not going to do what you want. I'm not firing you. And he keeps his job.
Right. Whoever designed a uniform should have been fired, too. Terrible, terrible, terrible uniforms.
Terrible. All right. Did you find it yet, Beetle?
Terrible.
I have not been able to find it. I apologize for not being able to find it. I was going to look for the front page of the sports section of the Tampa Bay Times. By the way, just go ahead.
Okay. Jaguars beat the Jets 31-12. Head coach Doug Marrone forced to answer questions about the team's decision to go for a two-point conversion when they're up by 19 at the end of the game.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys banged up for the PAT field goal, and on the chart it just said 19. You know what I'm saying? So on the chart it says go for two.
Hold on a second.
What?
What?
Well, he had injured. Yeah, there were players who would be in for the extra point, but they were injured. And the chart says if you're up by 19, you go for two.
The Ernie Adams chart.
Right.
Hey, Bo, just check the 2-pointer or take the 2 points.
I'm one of those guys, I never try to take anything for granted in an NFL game. You know, try to keep going of working those mechanics and doing it. So we just went for two.
So there's no message to the Jets?
We're not good enough to send a message right now.
Ooh, I like that.
Good answer.
Check that chart.
Because the Jets were going to hire him as a head coach and then didn't hire him as a head coach.
That was That's something. There's some history there.
The chart said go for two, Jim. What, right. You don't trust the chart? If the chart's lying? The chart is the chart. It makes the rules.
He didn't take anything for granted, is what he said.
Nice clean uniform, though.
Cardinals fell to the Seahawks 2017, but that didn't stop the Cardinals broadcast team from being jacked up over their rookie quarterback,
baby,
Josh Rosen.
Rosen with a play fake. Rosen setting up, looking. Still looking. Now fires left side. Low pass in the end zone, but it is caught. And it's a touchdown by Chad Williams. First NFL touchdown pass by the Rosen one. And the Cardinals are within a point.
Rosen one. I find that offensive. I don't like him calling him Rosen one.
No, he didn't. A little play action in the corner route being run by Chad Williams. And he went down and dug it out. Took the spade. Broke out the shovel and caught that ball.
He had the lime. He had the pit dug. Not the first hole he's ever dug.
He's calling a spade a spade?
No, a spade like a shovel.
Right.
Oh!
He got out the spade.
What are you talking about?
He dug it out.
That's actually no. He dug it out.
But if
took the spade, broke out the shovel, and caught that ball.
Ron Wolfley.
Ron Wolfley.
Craig Wolfley.
So Ron Wolfley there is a very excited guy. He's a very distinct voice and delivery. And yet, what'd you get there? You got that it was play action, that there was a corner route.
Corner route.
That he went down deep to dig it out.
Which
and then
tells
he made
me,
it fun.
Was the ball high and over his head? No. The ball's down and low, probably like the Dorsett, where he had to go down and dig it out.
You got
off
some. You got some analysis there, right?
Like
analysis.
The Dorsett one I said, hey.
Even though he was excited and yelling, there's analysis there.
He caught it off the shoestrings, as did Dorsett.
Truly colorful commentary from
nothing wrong with a little energy, as long as you tell what happened.
You're telling the story, yeah.
All right, now, on the other side of things, we have the Bengals.
Oh, this guy.
Dave
Lapham, color commentator for the Bengals.
Big touchdown, very dramatic. Just seconds left on the clock to beat the Falcons 37-36.
So game winner.
So here's Dave Lapham and his analysis of the play.
A.J. Green out to the right from the 13-yard line. 12 seconds to go. Dalton back to throw.
Boom!
His pass.
Boom!
Caught!
Yeah!
A.J. Green!
Yeah!
Touchdown! Woo! Bengals!
Big!
The clock is winding down, but it should be stopped with 5 seconds to go.
Joe Mixon ran down the sideline and jumped on top of A.J. Green in celebration, and Joe Mixon looked good.
Yeah, what that's happened
important.
With the play?
So that's the important.
What happened with the play?
That's really important. That is good analysis.
How good did Mixon look on that?
Who jumped on who in celebration?
Boom! Joe Mixon.
Boom!
Clock!
Yeah!
By A.J. Green!
Yeah!
Touchdown! Boom! Bengals!
Big!
Oh, was that big or not? Was it big?
Who's giving you a hard time, Beetle?
The Lapham family.
For real?
Yeah.
What happened?
Rich called in to touch her and Rich today. You know Rich. We
Richard
all know
Lapham.
Rich was he was on the street team years ago.
Sure yeah. was.
Played yeah, at BC.
While he was playing at BC.
Right. And that's Lapham. his uncle is the guy
that's
on the call.
Uncle Dave. Yeah.
Yelling over the call.
But this is the best part. He's not upset with Zoe. He's only upset with me.
Yeah.
Because Zoe played.
Oh, I played.
Yeah, Zoe
right.
played.
Right.
You know who I wonder if he played? I wonder if Dave Lapham played. Because you don't hear that in the broadcast. That doesn't come through.
Yeah.
You never know he played a snap right. in the NFL. Oh, because you listen to it and say, who is this guy? Who is this Yahoo they pulled out of the stands and stuck in the booth with Dan Hoard? Who is this clown?
Boom!
That's what they say in Cincinnati. And then you say, oh, no, that guy actually played in the NFL and he's actually a decent player. Well, you'd never know it because it sounds like he doesn't know Jack when he's broadcasting. There's no real analysis there. Just, oh, yeah, oh, go, AJ, go, oh, oh. It's moronic.
Big play.
He steps all over his play-by-play guy, who's a good play-by-play guy. Dan Hoard used to do the Paw Sox. Guy knows what he's doing. Yeah.
All right, so, moving on to the Texans. I don't want you to get in more trouble. They got their first win of the season. They
now
beat
I'm
the Colts.
Enjoying it. Now I'm enjoying it. It just gets me fired up to keep doing it now.
Texans beat the Colts in overtime. This is what it sounded like on Houston radio.
34-34, deep in overtime. 3 seconds to go in the extra session. Fairbairn for the win. 37-yard field goal, right hash mark.
Can you hold on for a second, please?
Yeah.
What's all that music that in the background of the play call?
I got a band there.
I know. Let's drop down the other music, Tom. Let's
yeah, he's here.
37-yard field goal, right hash mark. Weeks with the snap. It's down. Daniel with the hole.
I don't think there's any other music.
Okay. No, that was just been the
you know what it was?
The song.
It was a little bit of a bass boom that sort of blended with your music.
Okay, here we go.
It's down. Daniel with the hold. Fairbairn's kick is up. And it's good! And the Texans win it overtime at the buzzer. 37-34. Fairbairn drills it, and the Texans get their first of 2018 in dramatic fashion. What a game.
There's no buzzer in football. There's a buzzer in basketball. There's no buzzer in football.
So that would not be termed a buzzer beater.
3-2. Bang! And the kick is good. Like, no, there's no buzzer.
Usually it's as
there's
time.
There's no buzzer in
as time
sport.
Expires.
No, yeah,
no,
exactly.
So that's not a buzzer
as
beater?
As the clock strikes zero.
You try to tell me it's not a buzzer beater?
As time expires. There's no buzzer beaters in football. There's no at the buzzer.
No wonder you
like you can do at the buzzer.
No wonder you didn't get anything from Andre Ware. On that.
You can say at the buzzer in basketball.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell,
let's
they even play a horn in hockey. So like you could even sort of use it the buzzer beater.
We got a couple of Pats calls to get to, but first we got to do the Titans, who took down the Eagles in overtime, 26-23. Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach. Here he is in the locker room after the game.
Every day, amazing player of the.
Nope, that's Bob Soucy. Thank you.
That was Matt. Oh, Matt.
No, that was Bob Soucy. This is Mike Vrabel here.
Stick together. Okay, the last thing I told you, Marcus, is I can't wait to watch you play today.
Right.
I didn't know it was going to be five quarters, okay? But that's what it comes down to. The last clip I showed you was a guy making a play. That's what this league comes down to. Somebody getting the ball, making a tackle, sacking the quarterback, some pro making a play, okay? Another challenge. Give these guys all the credit in the world. Okay, that's the way. Hey, I get that, but you give them credit.
Oh, yeah.
You give them credit.
Oh,
okay?
Oh,
so when you lose, you say little. When you win, say less.
You
tell
go.
Them thank you. That's not what's 100%. Gotten us here.
Not at all.
Okay, the preparation is what's
boys.
Gotten us here. Staying together.
Boys.
The boys.
Boys. Go boys.
Okay. This boy thing.
It's already run its course.
They got to mix some sort of horn into that.
I'm going to have me some fun as this Tennessee.
Get the air
week.
Horn out.
Yeah.
The
boy thing.
I like how he was taking us to church there. Like, he'd be doing his preaching, and you'd hear the guys.
He about, sounds crazy.
Kind of the rumbling, like, yeah. You know.
The worst thing about it is when you get beat,
The most obvious thing to say about it is, well, they're doing that for the boys. These are the men. These are the men that are playing those boys. I mean, you set yourself up for the most obvious retort, but I don't know.
I do like that line, though. When you lose, say a little, and when you win, say less.
I never heard that.
I like that.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Where do you think you heard that, Zoe?
Probably here.
All right, very quickly here to Soucy and Zolak on yesterday's Patriots radio broadcast. A little shot at maybe another 98.5 The Sports Hub host here from Bob Soucy.
Everyday amazing player of the game, or should I say the everyday amazing player of the game.
Oh!
In honor of the great Tony Maserati, co-host of the afternoon drive time show on our flagship 98.5 The Sports Hub, is Sony Michel. Every day, every moment holds the opportunity for something amazing to happen.
Oh, so the amazing player of the game became the amazing player of the game, and it was even Sony Michel.
That's when you know it's bad, when even you got Soucy taking shots.
Soucy took a shot.
I mean, that's when you know you're in it. You've stepped in it when you got that guy and how excited and how professional he is. Felgood to the great Tony Maserati of the Felger and Maserati radio program.
I don't want to.
Flagship station, 98.5 The Sports Hub. WBZ FM and HD1 in Boston. Like, he just goes deep.
I don't want to tip anybody's hand, but Maz is in here prepping for the afternoon show, and
better be.
I will just say this: doubling down. That's all I'm going to say.
He has to now.
Shocker.
We call that first hour of the show. So now here it comes. Going to have to hate the guy now.
There's going to be some. A little different. We're on the road. I know you have one more clip left, but I think it's going to need some time to talk about, so we may want to save that for today's takeaways.
Okay. We'll do that.
One more clip from the Patriots radio broadcast.
All right.
It's not something you're going to squeeze in like 30 seconds.
What do you do now? What does he do now? That little sucker.
Is it the one that I think it is?
It's a clip of Zoe.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jim.
Okay. We'll get to that coming up in today's takeaways. That's at 150.
Play your pocket rocket.
What? And we'll get to the 1 o'clock hour with your call, 617-779-0985, 90 seconds or more. We'll be right back.